MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 10, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Outdoor watering restrictions increase. Investigation into Newburyport Library could happen. Community colleges enrollment climbing. Partly cloudy today, high near 90. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:21 p.m. Michael McHugh is writing in today's Salem News. Danvers, Topsfield, Wenham, and Hamilton residents are being asked to refrain from outdoor watering at certain times of the day due to drought conditions causing low flow in the Ipswich River. Last Saturday, Danvers moved to Level 5 water restrictions, the second most severe level of drought conditions, meaning that outdoor lawn and garden watering is allowed with handheld hoses and cans only from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. The use of sprinklers or irrigation systems, as well as car washing and filling swimming pools, are not permitted at this time. In Topsfield, non-essential outdoor water use will be prohibited starting Friday, July 12, during peak hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Hamilton, the Water Department has asked residents to refrain from lawn watering and is asking residents to also refrain from any watering between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And in Wenham, a mandatory water conservation restriction has been in effect since May 1. The Healy-Driscoll administration is highlighting the impact of Mass Reconnect as the first academic year with this program wraps up, having supported over 4,500 students. Launched in August 2023, Governor Healy's free community college program for students 25 and over without prior degrees has made Massachusetts 15 community colleges tuition and fee-free for thousands of students and inspired thousands more to enroll since the program's start. A total of 8,411 students ages 25 and older enrolled in community college in the first year of Mass Reconnect, which was nearly a 45% increase from the previous year. In Newburyport, Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, a possible investigation into the suspended public library volunteer program moved one step closer Monday when the City Council agreed to send a request for one to its General Government Subcommittee for further discussion. Last June 7, Mayor Sean Reardon put the library's volunteer program on hold amid allegations of people performing union duties in the basement archival center, as well as harassing and bullying employees. Ethan Foreman is writing in today's Gloucester Times, the peeling white paint and rotted wooden clapboards, porticos, and columns of the historic Legion Memorial Building at Washington and Middle Streets is about to become a thing of the past. On Monday, a crew put up scaffolding to mark the start of a $2 million project to restore the city-owned home of the American Legion Captain Lester S. Wasp Post 3. The project is being paid for with a portion of $23 million the city received in American Rescue Plan Act COVID-19 local fiscal recovery funds. Benjamin Pierce writes in itemlive.com, in the hunt, Robert LeBeau, the town's new superintendent of schools, took part in his first school committee meeting Tuesday night. LeBeau, former Rockport superintendent of schools, was unanimously appointed by the committee in April and officially assumed the role on July 1. And back to the Gloucester Times, a 14-year-old Rockport summer resident from Waltham was eating a lobster recently at the Roy Moore Lobster Company on Bearskin Neck in Rockport when his teeth hit something hard. Turns out the object is a rare lobster pearl. Who knew? Red Sox beat the A's at Fenway last night 12-9. The series continues tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.